so odd, haven't you, Miss Future Hopper?
Indeed. You've certainly had your fun jumping from year to year. But it's very irresponsible fun. You're a smart girl. I'm sure you're aware of time paradoxes. Can't have any of that. Who knows what inadvertent changes you could make.
In this timeline, you'll be our experiment on how far the human body can be stretched!
Oh, joy.
Should make for quite the interesting write-up. With your internal PSI and blast radius listed out, what have you. Now, SERN research test number 5100. Let's get this show on the road.
So you want me to feed her this stuff?
The Dr. Pepper, yes.
I'm on it!
Changing the future was the entire point! She has no idea what'll happen if she keeps working for CERN! Though if she's really doing this to get rid of me, it might be too late for her to care. It's kind of funny. Even as CERN turns her into a soulless sociopath, she still always, without fail, chooses Dr. Pepper. Because some things never change.
Done! I've got the Pop Rocks in here, too. I think it's a fitting name.
Wonderful. Just be warned, her explosion will be messy. You wouldn't want your clothes getting ruined.
Oh, yeah. Really important to keep the clothes in mind.
Really?
Down the hatch!
Well, this is it. Can't say I didn't try to help her.
Interesting. Reaction occurs immediately with an intense growth of the subject, floating up to a meter wide within about 10 to 20 seconds. 2. 3. What the hell? Maybe this isn't a figure I should record until after she goes off.
Oh?
Kurisu? I thought it was gonna be messy.
That's what I thought as well.
Well, she's just sitting here all... grotesquely bloated! How does someone's stomach even stretch like that?
Yeah, Kurisu. What's the deal?
I'm both surprised and unsurprised. After all, perhaps fatassery is genetic.
Wait, what's that supposed to mean?
Oh, nothing. We just happened to have access to your family tree. And I have to say, some of them are very definitely not skinny.
You're bluffing!
Ah, forgot to mention, but I brought a little something-something just in case this were to happen.
You think a needle is seriously gonna do anything?
Needles are sharp, and your skin is probably real thin. Right, Kurisu?
No comment. But if it works...
So no, not even she thinks I can pop.
Shut it! That shiny spot on you ought to be the perfect place to stick this thing. My needle!
Oh, well...
Maho, I'd highly recommend you exit the room now.
Of course, but I... can't!
What do you mean?
I'm wedged in tight here!
You can thank me for that.
Shut up! What's gonna happen when this room gets too small for you, huh?
I don't know. A lot of things, probably. Maybe the walls crash down. Maybe I squash you!
Maho? You must evacuate immediately.
I already told you I can't! You told me she was gonna pop!
That was the hypothesis, yes, but obviously not the result. Wish you the best of luck, but I will be taking my exit. There's nothing I can do to help you.
Wait, what? Get back here! You're seriously just gonna leave me here with this overblown gas bag?
I mean, I do the same.
You shut it! How are you planning to deflate back down to size, huh?
I'll figure that out afterwards. I've got bigger plans right now. Hey! What are you doing there? That kind of tickles. Wait! The hell are you doing?
Ew! At least that meathead was filled with more bubbles than actual soda. But still, ew. Bet Cootie Suit thought I was just going to sit there and get crushed. Maybe I should give her a piece of my mind.